I'm here at the Spinnaker Inn in Benbridge with Martin Press, who's had an exhausting night last night, Martin. You were at Seaview Yacht Club.
Yes.
Playing absolutely every single character in Dickens' Christmas Carol.
Yes.
How on earth did you manage to pull that off?
Years of practicing. This is my fourth year of Christmas caroling now. So I've had the practice, but it is exhausting. I feel like I spend none of the time performing and all of the time just pretending I'm not exhausted.
Now, the last time we saw you on the island was you came over with Shane Amundi.
Yes,
in the summer. Yeah. You call it Shane Amundi, do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's Italian wording pronounced in English. I don't know the correct, but I say
it's a brilliant company because we saw Richard II and you did Edward II as well. I think both productions went down incredibly well, didn't they, in Ventnor?
Yeah, very well received. We're extremely happy, actually, yeah.
Well, we're hoping you're going to be able to come back next year. But in the meantime, you have got this Charles Dickens tour going on of the country, haven't you?
Yes. Last night was my first of 2015. I've been so excited. It's Christmas Carol, obviously. You can only perform for 5 or 6 weeks a year.
Yeah.
So I've been so excited for 11 months and finally got started last night. I'm doing a lot of private performances this year, but we've got a few public ones as well.
Yeah.
Like in London, the Friday the 18th, Saturday the 19th is St. Mary's Abbe Church.
Yes, in the city. Yeah.
Oh, it's a masterpiece church, one of Wren's.
No, it's absolutely lovely. Yeah.
Round the corner from Monument.
Yeah.
So
if anybody's going to be in London, there's the place to see you. Whereabouts on the south coast are you doing as well?
I'm hopefully doing Leatherhead, that's not confirmed.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a couple of Cambridge dates as well, near Cambridge and Hemingford Abbot. That's the 17th.
Oh, fantastic.
But yes.
And what have you got planned for the new year?
I'm trying to decide. I want to get another one-man show up and running. Yeah. I'll be doing some shows, I hope, with Shane Amundi as well.
Yeah.
Thinking of doing Macbeth and Dr. Faustus next year.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, which will work very nicely together with the... Yeah, the very complimentary darkness between the two of them. So yes, it's all go, and hopefully I'll be here again in Ventnor over the summer.
Yeah, we really hope you are going to be. Tell me, when you're doing Charles Dickens, you're playing 24 different parts. What on earth is going through your mind when you do that? I mean, how do you stop and start?
God, I wish I could tell you. I find I just concentrate on the next word.
Right.
And that's pretty much it. The rest of it just sort of takes care of itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, last night more than ever, I was, because it was, it's a new space, it's the first time I've done it for a year. It's amazing how much other stuff goes on in your head. I mean,
you're
always focusing on what I'm saying, but at the same time, you're thinking, oh, is my face in enough light? Oh, this floorboard's squeaky. Better stand still for a second. Okay, now we can go in this break.
Yeah.
We're going a bit fast. Need to slow it down and pause and ready for a bit more. And, you've got these million things, and not necessarily consciously, running through your head.
I mean, I guess it's something that method actors just can't do.
I don't know.
They presumably have a nervous breakdown.
I don't know.
If you
try
to method act 24 parts at the same time.
Well, you concentrate more on the, or I concentrate more on the storytelling.
Yeah.
So where, if you're, say when you saw Richard II, Edward II, and you're playing Bolingbroke, as I was, and you focus solely on your own little part. And how things affect you, what you're thinking and saying, and what people are saying to you, and what's happening. But it's so different. Maybe it's just a Dickens thing.
Yeah.
Because the voice of the is a narrator. It's a person telling a story when you read the book.
Yeah.
It's not... it sounds like Dickens is just saying these words, whispering them into your ear.
Right.
And so when you tell the story, you get so wrapped up in the story itself.
Yes.
So it's a much less selfish view. When you're an actor, it's, as a character, it's like, what's happening to me?
Yeah.
But as a narrator, especially with the Dickens, it's what's happening with the story.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different, yet similar or related feeling.
Now, you obviously have to do physical changes, I suppose, from character to character, but you're not sort of dressing up for each character, are you?
No. I've toyed with that idea before, but there are just so many constant changes that it's impossible.
Yeah. And I think in the past you've actually had a problem with costume changes, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, it was awful. I was in the production of Turn of the Screw, and it was two-hander.
Yeah.
So there was the governess, who's the main lady in it. She was the constant character. I played everyone else, so we had puppets for the children. And it was the opening night, and I went backstage after, I think, the fifth scene of 26 or so. On the fifth scene, all of the lights had gone backstage. Yeah. And I had a costume change every single scene.
Yeah.
And I was just groping around in the dark. I could hear this silence from the stage, and she was just waiting for me to come on. I was like, oh, God, I need a light.
So you came out with a bonnet and a frog suit.
Oh, it was
you?
Awful, absolutely awful.
So never again. So you obviously have to change very physically for each role. Do you find that difficult with getting the right physicality to the right voice, or does it just come naturally?
For me personally, it all stems from the voice.
Right.
So, you know, when Scrooge is talking, my body naturally contours over in the spine, and it comes from the voice for me. I know some people like to work from the outside in, some from the inside out, but for me, particularly for this story with such a strong narrative voice in it,
right,
it comes from the voice of the character, yeah.
And do you actually imagine somebody that you know to create the role around them?
Possibly. Comment. No, not really. I mean, there are influences, because otherwise you couldn't possibly create a character that's real.
Yeah.
But
you haven't got a sort of Tiny Tim locked away at the ratchet at
home. No. I used to have a tiny little wooden stool that I would bring on as Tiny Tim's tiny stool in the corner. But I've left it out the last couple of years, but maybe I should bring it back just as a little, you know, an anchor on the stage for Tiny Tim.
Well, look, good luck with the tour. That sounds brilliant. We're really sorry we missed it last night. And, hope it all goes well for next year. And we're looking forward to seeing you on the island again.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Martin.